All right, welcome back to The Download. It's Character Flaws, where we bring you the best sketch, improv, characters, and performance from Chicago's regulars, including our next guest who will teach us how to run an effective campaign. Well, it is a big time for politics here in the city of Chicago. The primary is coming up here in March. So many different candidates, whether it be for the state's attorney's office or for running for state legislature, whatever it is, right now is crunch time. You know, and they may be second guessing and trying to figure out what's the best and most efficient way to run a campaign. And that's why we introduce a new segment here on The Download. The Download's campaign operative, Jason Challenger, is with us. He's run campaigns in the past, and he wants to give you his ideas for what makes a great campaign. Of course, Jason Challenger was the intern for the Alderman Ed Buss campaign. He was interned from 2004 to 2015.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long. Well, Jason, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Justin. Great to see you.
So what's...
Great show.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all of this.
Yeah, well, it's been
amazing.
A year. Yeah. So,
thanks for the regular segment. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, we'll see if it's regular. But you sort of set it up that running a campaign has its challenges.
That's exactly right. And how do you manage those challenges, right? So I've picked five core challenges. Look at my hand right now. How many fingers am I holding up?
Five.
Right? So there's one challenge per hand.
Well.
And I'm going to give you a hand with these clues right now. So these are the five challenges facing any campaign.
Okay.
Would it be helpful if I go through them for your constituents?
That's the idea. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That would be the right now would be the time to do that.
And after this, is there going to be a politician who might be hiring?
I don't. I'm sure they listen to WGN, and I couldn't tell you. But
so yeah. This might be a job interview as well, potentially. That's exciting.
Very.
So the five challenges. The first. Well, it's more of a story, really. The other day, I was talking to an old lady named my grandma, and I said, "Grandma, what do I need to focus on?" And she said, "Two things: people and healthcare."
So that's your first challenge.
That's the first challenge. Okay. Is are you focusing on people and are you focusing on healthcare? Because people come and go. You know what doesn't come and go?
What?
Taking care of them. Okay. So are you focusing on other people? Are you helping them through whatever challenge they're going through? Number two. Get the word out.
Okay.
I would suggest getting the word out through flyers.
Okay, flyers.
What is a flyer? Yeah. A flyer is an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, preferably goldenrod, that's printed in increments of 500 at a Kinko's.
Okay.
Or right. A UPS.
Okay.
Or a hotel lobby.
Okay.
I would suggest the Hotel Lincoln lobby, 8 cents a page. You take those flyers and you partner with a company like Starbucks to use their logo. So you put the flyer up, and it says, if you vote for this alderman, because of our partnership with Starbucks, you will get a free cup of coffee at any participating Starbucks.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea. That's wonderful. Then people get coffee, and they realize that the alderman bought them a free cup of coffee. Is that legal? I think it's legal, right?
It is legal. It requires a partnership with a participating Starbucks, which I'm working on.
Oh, so Starbucks doesn't know about this.
They don't know about it. They do know about it. You know, they say it's all in the rollout. It wasn't rolled out exactly as I was hoping. I tweeted to Starbucks and asked them if they would be able to partner with me for a flyer campaign. I didn't get a response. So I ended up, it's only 140 characters per tweet. You know, so I ended up like breaking the whole story into about 15 tweets with 140 characters, which is like whatever, 625 tweets. So long story short, they blocked me from Twitter and they gave me a cease and desist letter saying do not use our logo under any sort of banner. So long story short, I'm not using the Starbucks thing, but
just an idea. It was an idea.
The message. It's just an idea.
Okay. All right. I get it. Okay. Well, that's interesting. What's a third challenge?
These are to be shared and built upon, not picked apart.
Oh, right. Okay.
Communicate your story through facts. Members of the media love getting blast faxes.
Ah. And I didn't know that, but with email and even texts and other areas, I would think that fax would be yesterday.
Nope. It's actually current. Do you work in an office?
We do, yeah.
Do you have a fax machine?
I mean, I think there's one fax machine in a newsroom. Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. So if someone maybe was spending, say, a week or 2 weeks blast faxing members of the media one at a time, it's potential you didn't get it? Is that a?
It's probably a good idea. It's probably good that they did. Yeah, they probably didn't get it.
That's good to know. Number four, go door to door.
Okay, so you believe in the door-to-door concept of campaigning.
People want the face-to-face interaction. Mm-hmm. They're so overwhelmed by the impersonal nature of social media in today's world that they want to press flesh. They want to see people in person.
Right, okay.
They want to ask people, why should I vote for you?
Right, okay.
Why should I check the box with your name?
Okay, good. So
you go to their house.
Yeah.
And if they're not there, walk around the back. Knock on the back door. If they're not at the back door, go through a window. If you can't get through a window, go to their mailbox. Were they home? Maybe they're traveling. Open their mail. Try and find a credit card statement. That will give you their personal information. Get a credit card number with their address. And then send them a note, maybe a blast fax, that says, if you don't vote for my candidate, I will go shopping at Target with your credit card. Or something like that. And then they usually kind of turn around and go, okay, I'll vote. Shred the thing. Okay.
Oh, that seems a little skanky, but oh, okay. I guess that's what we get from you. You're an operative.
That's right. I'm an operative. I would say more of a consultant, more of a thought leader.
Number five. What's your last challenge? What's the big one?
Be a thought leader.
Be
a thought leader.
What does that mean?
Speak at meetings and events. Speak at conferences. Share your message with a larger population. Stand up at regular meetings and talk, even if you're not supposed to. Go to board meetings with a tape recorder and capture the content of those board meetings.
That's what being a thought leader is.
Partially. Blog a lot. Write down your ideas and send them to people. And then also show up in meetings and events and conferences and network as much as possible. And come on radio shows.
Yeah, well, okay. Being a thought leader, going door to door, getting the message out, having a good story, and there was another one in there.
Healthcare,
yeah, right.
Take care of people in healthcare. That's the most important one because, well, everybody wants to know that they're being taken care of, right, Justin?
That's right. Jason Challenger, our resident campaign operative.
Thank you.
Talking about what it takes to put on a great campaign to run for any office. Great to see you.
I have a quick question for you. Are you hiring?
You know, we're not.
No. That's a bummer. You should be hiring right now. Oh, my gosh, it'd be so good here.
Yeah, but it's not a campaign. Oh. It's radio. It's entirely different.
It could be campaign, though. Why don't you think of running something? Like, people love this show.
Yeah, no, I just think that this is media. We're not running a campaign in any form. It seems like your expertise is in campaign. You should be asking politicians if they're hiring.
I think you would be a good candidate.
That's
what
that's
ward do you live in?
Flattering. I'm a second ward kind
second,
of guy.
They need an alderman who stands for values.
Kind of don't. They got a new alderman.
Who is the new alderman?
Alderman Hopkins. He's
no, it's not. Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is he hiring?
Maybe. Okay. I challenge you today. I challenge you today. I challenge you. Bridge the gap between us. Ooh, I challenge you today. Jason Challenger, also known as Sandy Marshall, works for Second City. he's also a regular here on The Download. Oh, fun. That was good. Good. Number five, be a thought leader. It's funny. I kind of feel like it was a little too close to home, the stuff about the going in the window, go get their credit card, shop at Target. I feel like that's what Ted Cruz allegedly did in Iowa. That's what Trump is saying he did. Essentially the same idea.